From the Fairbanks Museum, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. The low-pressure waves and mid-level trough that brought moderate to locally heavy rainfall to the listening region over the past 24 hours are now beginning to exit New England and far southern Quebec. Significant showers should end in eastern New York and the St. Lawrence and Richelieu by late morning, across Vermont and the eastern townships by midday or early afternoon, and over northern New Hampshire by late afternoon. High pressure arced from north-central Quebec through Michigan to Indiana will then settle in for a stay tonight through tomorrow evening. The next weathermaker will be a cold front now in Manitoba. It'll arrive on Thursday with some showers and thunderstorms sliding in from the northwest. At this time, the upcoming weekend looks fair with pleasant temperatures. In the short term, the forecast, morning clouds, then developing partial afternoon sun on broader valley floors west of the Greens, remaining cloudy to mostly cloudy otherwise. Showers or areas of drizzle diminishing to scattered sprinkles from west to east. High 62 to 72, warmest in the St. Lawrence Valley. Light variable wind becoming light northerly this afternoon. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, patchy fog. Lows 45 to 50 in cool hollows, 50s otherwise, light variable wind. Wednesday, any fog burning off by mid-morning, otherwise partly to mostly sunny, high 73 to 82, light southerly wind developing. From the Fairbanks Museum, I'm meteorologist Steve Molesky with an Eye on the Sky.